Welcome to another episode of the Ministry of Hemp podcast. My name is Matt Baum. I am your host. And I want to thank everybody that's been supporting the show so far and listening and leaving us feedback, giving us calls on our voicemail. That number is 402-819-6417. And we love to hear from you. And we've been doing these shows. My buddy Kit, who is the editor-in-chief of ministryofhemp.com, and I answer your hemp and CBD related questions. And so far, you guys have had some really good ones. Today on the show, I talked to Ian Erickson from Pure American Hemp Oil. Ian is a veteran and he's an ex-cop, and he's one of the most interesting guys that I have talked to in this business. I really hadn't thought about it until we get into it, but who needs CBD and the relief that it can bring more than first responders that have been injured on the job? He's an amazing guy. He's built like a truck. He's not what I expected at all. He's got a mohawk with dreads, and he looks like a UFC fighter. I loved him. He was so much fun to talk to, and I can't wait for you guys to hear this interview. Before we do that, though, I want to talk about Amazon.com, and I want to talk about him because we get into it a little bit in this interview. I am by no means anti-Amazon.com. I have an Amazon credit card that I desperately need to pay off. Don't mention that to my wife. She doesn't always listen to the show. So, but we talk about CBD on Amazon and Alibaba and Pinterest and some of these other sites where you've seen a lot of CBD lately. Now, I'm going to have a link to an article that Kit just wrote for ministryofhemp.com about hemp on Amazon and why you shouldn't buy it there. And basically, it comes down to the fact that selling CBD on Amazon is against their policies. They do not allow it. They don't allow anything with CBD as an ingredient. Yet, you can find a ton of different CBD oils on Amazon making all manner of false claims. And the reason that they are there is because it seems to be because they are making false claims. They have ridiculous dosages in them, like 20,000 milligrams, 30,000 milligrams. They're way too good to be true, and most of them are made from hemp seed oil. And if you listen to this show at all, then you know hemp seed oil, while it's great for cooking, it does not have CBD in it. It just doesn't. The only way you're going to get that is from oils that are derived from hemp flower from companies like Pure American CBD, who we're talking to today. I'm going to have a link in the show notes to this article that Kit put out. It is fantastic, and it spells it all out. In a nutshell, you cannot buy CBD from Alibaba or from Amazon right now. You just can't do it because they're not selling the real thing. And selling this fake stuff, all it does is further that whole CBD is snake oil claim and CBD doesn't work for me. The real stuff is out there. You just have to go to the right place to find it. And Ministry of Hemp is an excellent place to do that. You can check our top brand section. I'll have a link to that in the show notes as well. We know these guys. They have excellent lab results and we trust them. And that's what you have to look for, a trusted brand that presents their lab results, that's not making ridiculous claims. I cannot stress how important it is to look where the stuff is coming from and look at who is selling it and look what the claims they are making are. If they're telling you that they can cure every disease on the planet and you can get it for 10, 20 bucks, they're lying. It's that simple. It's too good to be true. And we don't need that right now. What we need is more education, and what we need is more guys like Ian Erickson who are doing it and doing it the right way. Let's get to my discussion with Ian right now.
My name is Ian Erickson, and I'm the co-creator and owner of Pure American Hemp Oil, which is a CBD brand of full product line of CBD products. It's a better known company, and we do a lot of other work as well. So within that community.
So Ian, where did you come from? How did you happen upon hemp?
Well, it's kind of actually a crazy story. I actually got crashed into by a car.
Okay.
Wasn't expecting to get T-boned.
Nobody is. Actually, that's the thing about being T-boned, right?
Yeah, it was totally unexpected. And it was even more unexpected because it happened when I was on duty as a police officer.
Oh, Jesus.
So, yeah. So it's kind of a weird intro to how I got into hemp, because I never heard about CBD or anything up until that point. Had really bad pain in my left wrist. I already had it reconstructed before the screw came out of my wrist with the impact on my door.
Like literally came out of your wrist?
Yeah, it was anchored in. I had a screw in my wrist and it was in place to keep my wrist intact and keep it good. And then when the impact happened on my door, I had my arm in the door as I was driving. I was doing a U-turn at the time. And so at that time, that impact caused the injury to the wrist to re-injure itself or just to have the screw come loose.
Oh.
And so it required reconstruction on that. And I also have a couple other ailments. I got a reconstructed spine. I had a double spine fusion, a disc removal, had an ankle surgery, an ankle removal.
Were you like... Were you like a rodeo clown or a stuntman or something before you were a cop? Or
no, it was when I was in Iraq, when I was in the Marine Corps.
Okay, so well, that'll do it, too.
Definitely. A couple roadside bombs, I've seen them.
Sure,
no big deal.
Sure.
I walked away, so I'm good. I can't complain.
There you go.
That's where all that stuff happened. But the short version of it is that was a bunch of pain. I was taken out of the field. I couldn't go back to the field to do work until I had surgery. And the surgery was unsuccessful. I heard about hemp oil, CBD oil that didn't have any THC in it. Mm-hmm. And there was kind of a gray area at the time. Nobody knew exactly what's going on with it legality wise. We had the 2014 Farm Bill. And so I was like, well, you know what? It's not illegal. And everybody says it works great. I'm going to give it a try. And it was great. It worked amazing. And I was like, this is something. I already had a couple other businesses that I had on the side that I was running. And I was like, this is something that I'd really like to get into because I think that it can help a lot of people, especially in the first responder community and military veterans.
Absolutely.
And so having that backstory and kind of being in that community for as long as I've been for the last 15 years in both military and law enforcement, I really wanted to kind of break the stigma of CBD and hemp and all that and cannabis related products. And see if there was a way to kind of bridge the gap in the two communities and bring a product in that could be beneficial and not have the stigma attached to it.
Do you think so there still is a stigma when you approach like other cops or people in the service? Oh, are they still like, no way, man.
If people aren't educated, they'll say whatever. I've been called a couple different things since I got into this realm. And I'm just kind of laughing off and I'm like, whatever, man, I got things going. I could really care less. But there is that stigma of one, deathly afraid that they don't know what they're getting.
Of course.
And it could cause a false positive. Departments don't care. If you get a positive reading for THC, you're gone and that's done. So no pension, no retirement, no nothing.
No
so
pension. Seriously, all of that goes away just with one positive THC test. And that's for police.
Yeah.
That's insanity.
It is. It's totally insanity. It's total insanity. And then other cops can do other things. And that doesn't happen. They get to retire.
Right.
It's all up to the discretion of the actual department's policy and then the chief of police and the politics of the day and all that type of stuff. So there's just so much shaky around there that people don't want to risk it. And so it's unfortunate. I've had people that I know, their cops use it. They love it. I think it's great. The department supports them, which is great. And then there's some others that are like, well, it's at your own risk. Like, we're not going to tell you you can't use a legal product now that we have the 2018 Farm Bill. It's totally good. But we're going to say, we're going to put out an internal memo to everybody and say, well, we can't verify what's in it. We can't verify what's else. And so if you take that risk, that's on you.
Right.
And then we're going to decide from there. So it's unfortunate, but it still exists. And so, promoting education, like you guys do with Ministry of Hemp, is really, really important. Especially since it is kind of Wild West right now, there is no regulation going on. It's very minor. And so getting more education out there to people to make the right decisions on what they're getting product wise is, I think, really essential. So that's why we developed an app called Hemp Maps kind of a little play on Weed Maps. We kind of took some of their thunder a little bit.
Sure.
And
hey, if it works, come on.
QR code scanner. Yeah, we're like, hey, you know what? Weed Maps works.
That's what
maybe
the whole
Head Maps will work.
That's
too.
What the whole internet does, as far as I get. It's like rappers. You all borrow a little bit of everybody's flow, you know.
Just a little bit. Let's take a little bit from here and a little bit from there.
Sure.
You know, we can't market or buy ads. So I'm like, well, you know what? We could use, you know, Hemp Maps as an educational tool.
So what does Hemp Maps do?
What's that?
What does Hemp Maps do?
So it's an app you have to find in the app stores. It's in the Apple store and it's in the Android store. It's basically, it has our brand on there, Pure American Hemp Oil.
Okay.
Gives information about ours. We're actually looking for a blog right now to RSS feed into it to do live updates for educational purposes.
Yeah, yeah.
For information on a daily basis that can funnel through the app. And then we also built in a QR code scanner. So on that QR code scanner, you can take any of our products, flip them upside down, scan the bottom of the QR code on one of our products. Your lab will pop up. The amount of CBD will pop up.
That is awesome.
And then if you have a zero THC product, it'll show zero THC.
That is awesome.
So you can
awesome.
See exactly. So that's our quality control that we do with Pure American Hemp Oil. And then also on there, we have an app and then we drop a pin for all of our resellers. So if you're a reseller of Pure American Hemp Oil, we throw you a little free marketing, drop a pin on you and say, hey, you can find Pure American Hemp Oil at this retailer. And then you get walk-in traffic, or if we have an actual sales rep that's going around, you can contact that rep in your area. So
that's brilliant.
We have one in California and Montana and yeah. So a lot of irons in the fire at the moment. So it's kind of like, okay, let's do Hemp Maps today. Let's do Pure American Hemp Oil today. Okay. We got to change the website. It's like, it's kind of a crazy time. We've been doing this for over 2 years now.
So. Wow. So let me ask, how do you connect with, well, you said you're a vet and you also have connected with several vets. How have you connected with them and what was their initial response to stuff like this?
It's been overwhelmingly positive so far. I mean, there's always skepticism, you know, you're going to run into that, especially when you're dealing with type A personalities and military and veterans.
Macho men, right?
You know, it's just that machismo, like, oh, that, you know, that shit ain't going to work. You know, it doesn't have any THC in it.
I don't need your hippie crap.
Yeah, we don't need that. You know, whatever. We just need Motrin. Yeah.
Motrin.
Once you actually cut through the noise and you're like, hey, dude, listen, just try it out. You know, I've in the very beginning, I was giving out way more free product than I should have. I mean, you got to make some money so you can keep going. But I was like, hey, my buddy needs help. All right, dude, here. And so the response was great. Everybody loved it. They're like, I'm really excited to try it. You know, and they're telling other people about it and they're buying into it. So I created it's called the Veteran and First Responder Program.
Okay.
And that includes teachers also, because I consider them first responders nowadays.
Absolutely.
Especially.
Yeah.
And so we offered 25% off across the board and free shipping to all those categories of people.
That's awesome.
And so when they log in, they get a special login. We tag them access and then they can order from us at a discount. Year round, there's no gimmicky. Like, I've seen a couple ads out there for some other brands, which I won't name, but they're like, oh, it's Memorial Day weekend. We'll give 5% to this charity.
Right.
We don't operate like that. We do 25% to everybody all year long. And then every single sale that we make on our website, Pure American Hemp Oil, portion of that automatically goes to the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America.
Oh, wow.
And our official charity of Pure American Hemp Oil. And we have a ticker that shows how much we've donated since June. When we signed up with them to be their official CBD brand. And so they immediately get swiped over from each sale and we support that charity as well.
That's
why we kind of keep our circle tight, keep our overhead low so we can actually do things that matter.
Yeah. And you're dealing with a group of guys like you who have so many different injuries, like weird injuries they sustained and constant chronic pain who typically fall into opioid use. And this is a great way to keep somebody from, you know, crawling to hydrocodone or something. Certainly.
Absolutely. And that's what I just don't understand the hypocrisy that we face now is everybody's you go to the VA or you go to somewhere and they're like, oh, yeah, you're in this serious amount of pain from this huge injury. And I can totally relate to that because I've taken same types of pain relief medications after the surgeries that I've had. And then they get hooked on it. And then it's so hard to get off of it. And it's destructive. It's so destructive. But it's being funded and given to these guys like candy. But there's so much stigma and pushback just to get to the point we are now with CBD. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
and the same goes for marijuana. I mean, I won't get on the whole marijuana thing, but I mean, I have absolutely zero problem with marijuana and cannabis. I think it should be legal in all 50 states, and it's a great tool for a lot of veterans out there.
Totally agree.
Access to it.
Especially when it comes to like stress and when it comes to emotional issues and whatnot. I mean, without a doubt, I would rather a guy especially a veteran, is you know, using CBD oil and possibly marijuana to deal with issues like that rather than, drugs, yeah. you know, like pills yeah. and booze.
Painkillers and booze. And that's what it always goes to. And so it's sad that we can't get to a point. And I used to be a narcotics cop. I've came from both spectrums of this. I've kind of have a holistic view of the whole thing. And it's too bad that instead of looking at it as people suffering, people needing help and giving them a viable option that is so much healthier for them than the option they're being given, it becomes a political thing
yeah.
instead of just helping people where we need to.
Get them in, hand them pills and get them out the door.
Exactly. It's just turning people over. And then, you know, I mean, that's all politics. And I could really care less about politics, but I just hope someday we can actually make a positive impact and we can do what it set out to be. And I think that having that community, especially the veteran community, and being a part of that and having that be a driving force towards making good changes for all people, I think it'd be a great thing.
Without a doubt.
It seems like it's happening too.
What did the guys in your department, your narc department, say when you told them, hey, you know what? I think I'm done with this cop thing. I'm going to go work in CBD. I'm going to go work in hemp.
Oh, God. It was funny. I started out in L.A., so I was with LAPD.
Okay.
And then I came to Texas, and I was with another department here. I was working narcotics in L.A. And so when I talked to my buddies there, they're like, let me get this straight, dude. You have dreadlocks now.
You can't see him, but he is a mohawk presently.
You have a CBD oil brand. And you drive a Tesla. What is wrong with you? Like, what did Austin do to you? And I'm like, don't worry, man. I still go shooting on the weekends.
Okay.
Don't worry.
There's something in the water, though. Austin will get everybody eventually, you know?
It is. I swear. It's like, you can't not, like, change a little bit when you come to Austin.
Right.
No, but everybody's been super supportive. Like, honestly, like, the overwhelming majority of narcotics cops and cops in general, the guys actually on the ground doing the work.
Right.
Don't have a problem with cannabis.
Well, it's a waste of their time.
I can't speak for everybody, you know, and I won't, but from my experience, it's a waste of time. Yes.
Yeah.
You're wasting taxpayer funds because you're taking somebody for an offense, most of the time low level marijuana possession, misdemeanor,
mm-hmm.
and you're putting them through the system, which costs money on turn that. And then they're literally out before you finish turning in your paperwork and submitting all your evidence and everything else.
Right.
And instead of actually seeing that and being like, you know what, we're paying more money, we're spending more money of taxpayer money to go through this endless cycle, and it's not doing anything. We're not stopping any of this.
Right.
And there, I always say this to people and it blows their minds. I'm like, I've been in a lot of fights with a lot of drunks being a cop. A lot of people at bar closes and everything else, that just bar fights, just crazy stuff. People on PCP and some really hard, nasty drugs,
yeah.
been in fights with them as well. That's what happened to my wrist. The guy was on PCP and that's what messed up my wrist the first time back in California. Never fought a stoner kid that was just playing some weed, honestly.
Go
it's
figure.
Always been like, okay, man. I'm like, you know, and I feel bad. I'm like, damn it. Like, I feel kind of bad, dude. I'm like, all right, well, let's go.
Like, whatever, bro. Oh, this
whatever,
sucks.
Dude. I'm like, oh, my God. Or it was always a funny thing. Like, you know, we'd always, you know, you don't want to know if the kid's got weed or not because you're going to be spending hours on paperwork.
Yeah, like.
And taking away from real
don't
stuff.
Don't tell me. Just don't tell me.
You know, and it's like, dude, you know what? I'm like, and it's like, this is the test. It's like, do you have any weapons on you? They're
yeah.
like, no, man, but I got some weed. I'm like, fuck. Like,
it's not what I asked. I didn't ask that.
Give me a chance. I like talking on the cop angle too with all this stuff because, I mean, it was such a part of my life for so many years, but being able to actually try to be like, you know, because I know what it was like growing up in California as a kid. Like,
right.
You know, you just don't like cops. And especially the climate now is people don't like cops because they think that they're just tight and they don't get it or whatever.
Yeah, man.
Many people out there that are just like not like that, and if they could and had the chance, they'd be smoking like whatever. Like,
of course,
they don't care, and they'd
dudes. Probably
yeah.
mellow out more, you know.
and it's honestly, it's the DAs, it's the politicians, and it's the high end brass that really kind of give everybody a bad name on the cop level, I think. And they're not the ones that have to actually interact with people.
Exactly.
So if I can humanize that a little bit more and kind of bring that into fold, I like to do that.
Well, it's awful because the people that need this the most, the people that would truly be helped yeah. by this the most, are still not allowed to use it.
No, and I was so disappointed when I got a call or an email from a buddy who's overseas, and he's like, hey, we just got an internal memo that all Marines and Navy personnel are not allowed to use CBD products at all. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I'm like, send me that. So he sent it to me. And I read it and I was like, and it was a directive, straight directive saying that any hemp derived products, even though they are legal, are not to be consumed by military personnel, active duty military personnel, for the exact same reason. They said that we can't verify this and there's not anything in place yet. And I get those arguments. I understand. But then maybe put in some guidelines. Maybe bring in somebody who knows what the fuck they're talking
about
and say, okay, how do you verify that this is good stuff? And then create a list and give them a resource, like only do this. The thing that they're afraid of, and I understand this, they're afraid of people popping for marijuana and then blaming it on CBD.
Yes.
That's what the departments are worried about, and that's what everybody else. So that's what everybody's scrambling to get the CBD or the THC testing kits, the CBD level of THC. So whoever develops that is going to make $1 billion.
Oh, yeah, overnight.
Yeah,
it's going to be nuts. It's going to be nuts. So let's talk about your product real quick. What is it you guys do? What do you offer? What sets you aside? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So how we source our material, first off, is it's going to be a we have a farm in Tennessee.
Okay.
And we only contract with them. They only use organic farming methods.
So it's single farm.
Yes, single farm. So we literally manufacture from that farm, and it goes from soil, you know, to seed to bottle within the same area within 5 miles. Our products, they contain zero THC. We test, we make sure that they're a broad spec product. And we have a full spec, we have a full line of products. So we have our oils. So we have four different oils. We go from strength to 300 milligrams all the way up to 2,500 milligrams.
Oh, wow.
Now, yeah, we don't go higher than 2,500 because we see that there's a little bit of a risk to get some THC in there if you go further with a broad spectrum.
Of course.
With that. All of our oils, it's all natural ingredients. We don't add any fillers. We don't do the hybrid thing like a lot of companies are out there doing right now with the hemp seed oil blend with the CBD. None of that. It's pure CBD. It tests out at high CBD ratings. And we make sure it's third-party tested, and it shows in our labs that we have a high concentration of CBD in ours. We actually test a little bit higher than what we're selling as far as the amount of milligrams for the entire bottle. So you get a little bit more than what you're paying for. We'd rather have over than under when people
absolutely choose our product. Absolutely.
And our delivery method is MCT oil. So there's a lot out there that
now, real quick, when you say MCT oil, what is MCT oil?
So MCT oil is the oil that we actually cut with, and we have it as a delivery method for the CBD itself. So it breaks down, and as the cutting agent is used as the organic MCT oil.
Okay. So it's just the actual oil.
Yes, just the actual oil itself. For actual the actual delivery agent to go into the bloodstream, we use MCT oil. So you can find it in stores. You know, you can find it on like Now Foods is a brand that has it as well. But there's a lot of benefits to having MCT oil that's derived from coconut. And that's just kind of what we've seen is like the best way to bring the product into consumption for human beings.
Right. A lot of fatty acids in coconut oil, and that CBD sticks to the fat, and the fat carries it right in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've had a little bit of pushback from some people, and they say that, well, if you don't have THC in it, it won't activate.
Right.
Now, and I've always wanted to talk to people about that because I'd love to see the study where that shows that.
That's just it. I've talked to a few people about this too, and there's very pro and very con on that, but nobody has any real data to support either side.
I don't understand where they get this from. So, like, I'd love, like, if any of your listeners here have it, like, please, I'd love to see this.
Because same here.
We don't have THC in our products. The CBD activates. We test it. We make sure that it is actually activated because we send full product too. They're not just samples. And people use it and they have amazing results and they love our products. And so I just don't understand where this notion comes from. If you don't have the 0.3% of non-psychoactive, nothing THC in your product, that it somehow activates.
Yeah. It's not flipping a switch or anything. It seems kind of silly.
Yeah, it's not doing that. That's not how it works.
So I think that's kind of a gimmicky thing. You can call them if you say this is a broad spectrum because it doesn't have THC in it. I agree with that.
Yeah.
You probably can't call it a full spectrum because there is no THC. So
no,
if you think you're getting some kind of benefit from that 0.03, no, not in that one. You're not. So
and sometimes, you know, with the topical side of the house, if you do a full spec and topical, you can rate it at zero. If you test it and it comes back at zero, if it's a non-amount and it doesn't rate, then it could be considered zero at that point.
Okay.
Even doing it at that.
What kind of extraction are you guys doing?
It's a CO2 extraction.
CO2. Okay.
Yeah.
And is that how you can assure that there's no THC, or is it have more to do with the plant that you're starting with?
It's more with the extraction than the plant.
Really?
I mean, we only harvest from industrial hemp. So that's, and it's only American made. It's not imported. Obviously, like I said, it's from a farm locally that it, we contract with. So we have our quality control now, because we want it to stay as an American product, because the history of hemp, it was an, a very big and prevalent thing in America.
Yeah.
And so we wanting to kind of bring that back and keep it as an American product, because there, again, you can go on Alibaba, you can all these other places and see all this.
Oh,
crap.
Yeah.
That, and you have no idea what you're getting.
Amazon's another one. I mean, it's terrible. Oh.
Yeah, Amazon and I have a bad relationship. I knew that they were very anti-CBD. When I first started this brand, I'm like, oh yeah, I see all this hemp oil and all this CBD stuff on Amazon. Let's put it on there and really kind of get a lot of exposure.
Yeah.
And they came back and they kept on denying us and shutting us down. I'm like, what is going on, guys? Like, and they're like, your product has CBD. We do not allow CBD. I'm like, you have products on here right now that say CBD. And I know for a fact that they're lying, and they have hemp seed oil, and they give you the labs that say hemp seed oil.
That is why Amazon lets them do it. They literally are encouraging people to sell the fake stuff
and lie on Amazon.
They want the fake stuff because they can't get in trouble in their mind.
It's so frustrating because, I mean, and this is what I always tell people. I'm like, we want to be a player in this for long term. We want to be a brand that has stay power, that's recognized. And I always kind of equate it to like the energy drink craze. Energy drinks first came out. You had all these crazy brands coming out, doing all this crazy stuff. And then you're kind of left with three. You've got Rockstar, Red Bull, and Monster.
Right.
We want to be one of the three left behind after all the crazies that are trying to rip everybody off and screw people over are gone and are found out to be fraudulent the way that they are. Unfortunately, Amazon's given them a vehicle to be fraudulent.
Yeah.
And I think it's put their consumers at risk. So, I mean, I would just tell anybody, be very cautious about what you're buying on Amazon, because you don't know where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It's not being tested, and it's not CBD.
Yeah.
And even if it is, and they're somehow sneaking it in there, it's not the kind that you want to get.
Yep. You kid, the seeds, no good for you. Seeds and stocks, don't do it. You know. So where do we go to find your product? Where do we get it?
So you can find our product on pureamericanhempoil.com.
Okay.
We're redoing the website right now because of like of other CBD brands, we've had issues with our processing.
Go figure.
As of recently.
No, I hadn't heard of that. Interesting.
I know. Weird. I got approached by Square, the good people at Square, and they have a beta program that we're a part of now. But that required us to completely redo our website.
Yeah.
So we are in the process of doing that. But we are still live and on pureamericanhempoil.com.
That's great. Square literally just approved this like last week, didn't they?
Yeah.
This is brand new.
Yeah, I mean, if Square is listening, your rates are a little high, so please work on those. But
the opinions shared here have nothing to do with MinistryofHemp.com.
Open arms, we appreciate it, and we're not going to raise our prices just because our credit card processing fees went up. We still want to keep our prices where they're at because I want people to be able to actually buy the product. You know, and it really does help when you actually have a good price point for it. So, other than the oils, we have four different capsules. So we have a sleep formula with melatonin.
Oh, I'd love to try that.
It's great. I mean, it knocks you out. It's so good because I don't sleep well because I'm like ADD 24/7.
You and me both.
This is one company. I run three other ones. So this is just one thing I got to go on. When you're independent, I mean, I didn't really finish up how I got out of being a cop. I was given the option, hey, sit at a desk because the surgery didn't go well. You're not going to go back to the field or leave. And I was invested, and I didn't have enough time to retire here because I didn't have over 10 years here in Texas. So I'm like, you know what? I have a couple things in the works, and you know, I'm gonna give this one a go and kind of work for myself on it.
Fair
enough.
So
yeah, that so the sleep formula with the melatonin is great. We have a energy formula actually with caffeine for the mornings.
Oh, really?
And yeah, we cut the CBD in half because you don't want a ton of CBD in the morning. From my experience, it makes me a little tired and groggy. So having caffeine with it is a good pick-me-up in the morning.
Yeah.
And then we just have plain CBD with our MCT. And then we have an anti-inflammatory one with curcumin in it.
Oh, wow.
We add that to it. And that's our fourth capsule version that we have. And then we have gummies. We have 300 milligram gummies, which are really, really good. These are, I don't know if you can see them right here.
Oh, yeah.
So those are 300 milligram gummies. They're 10 milligrams each, and they're good like throughout the day. Have something come up, you got to give a speech, you're a little jittery, a little nervous.
Sure.
Well, just about something, get a little bit of pain, you can pop a gummy. It doesn't give you an over amount of CBD throughout the day, just a little bit to kind of knock that edge off and kind of reset you and get back to normal. Then we have topicals. We got, right now we have four different topicals. We just launched a pain roller, and our pain roller is 600 milligrams for the entire roller. Not so bad. It's like a roll-on, kind of like a BioFreeze.
Yeah.
Same concept, same everything else, but you have 600 milligrams of CBD for the entire bottle.
Very cool.
We're then running two other pump top topicals, 150 milligram and a 300 milligram.
Wow.
And those are not full as well.
You guys are doing everything.
Have,
this is crazy.
Yeah, we do it all. Yeah, we literally have a full product line. We have like, I wasn't messing around. I was like, we're going to be all in on this. We're not going to do it at all.
So, fair enough. Yeah.
And then we have our pain bomb. So it's just like a little box, and it comes in a jar, and that's 120 milligrams just in a balm. Great lip balm, great application in a balm for that. And then, let's see, am I missing any other products? Oh, yeah. We got a pet line. My dog, Bane, is our pit bull. Love him.
Great name.
I'm like, dude,
I like
you're
it.
Gonna now, you're now going in business with me, buddy. So
there you
can't
go.
Just hang around me all day.
Sure.
We have Bane's Bites, and those are beef chews for dogs. Work great. They're 2 milligrams of CBD per bite, so they're just kind of intermediate throughout
cool.
the day or something comes up, car ride. And then we have Bane's Drops. We have a 250 milligram and a 100 milligram drops for food.
Oh, nice.
And those are bacon flavored, so it goes sprinkled on our food. He gets the 200 milligram full dropper of 200 milligram, 250 milligram once a day. And he does great with that.
I've got a pug that's actually on CBD as well. So,
yeah,
she's got a spine thing, and it's helped a lot. Like she's paralyzed, but I mean she can't walk, but she's not shaking because she's not in pain anymore. So we're giving her CBD.
Oh, okay.
It's been amazing.
Great, so, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I'll send you some to try out.
Yeah, please. I want to try those dog the chews. Definitely, those would be great.
Chews too. Okay, awesome. Yeah, we got chews. We got the drops, and then we also even did a balm, a pain balm.
Oh, really?
For dog, because I noticed that. In the summertime, especially in Texas, you can't walk your dog past a certain point. It's too hot.
Yeah.
They burn their paws and their asphalt. It's right. horrible for them. And even in the mornings when I walk Bane, he gets a little bit, not burnt, but he's just a little uncomfortable. So it's a nose and paw balm. So
oh.
it kind of like goes into their paw, can heal up their paw. If they're a little sick, you can rub some on their nose. And that's been known to help as well. Oh. So try to stay away from all the gimmicky stuff. But these are the products that I think really do help. And then our last product that we have, we're coming out with a bath bomb product that should be out in a couple of weeks once we finish up the boxes for those. But the last ones that we have that are available right now is actually I combined another product, another company that I have, which is Valor Agave.
Okay.
It's an agave nectar company that I started with a friend of mine a few years ago.
Because if you're going to do CBD, you may as well do agave.
Yeah, you might as well do it. I mean, I'm like, I see everybody out there right now. And I was just thinking, I was like, I see all these people with their honey and syrup and all this other stuff. And I'm like, I could definitely formulate CBD agave and have the first one.
Why not?
I got plenty.
Definitely.
I'm like, let's do it. So I made, we just manufactured and got it done. It's two different versions. It's light and raw agave, and the raw agave you use it for things that are not sweet that you want to make sweet.
Sure.
So you do it for baking and stuff like that. The light agave you use it to enhance the flavor of things that are already sweet,
like a margarita.
So
for example,
500 milligrams of CBD per bottle, and then you get 20 milligrams of CBD per serving, which is one tablespoon.
Not bad.
It's a good amount.
Yeah.
And so I was actually making something I referred to as, and I trademarked, but we unfortunately didn't finish up the trademark on it yet because we haven't put it out there. It's just a Valorita. So it's a tequila margarita type of concoction, but I used it with the CBD agave instead of regular agave.
Yeah.
Good. So good. So having that CBD craft cocktail or having it with your coffee in the morning, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Even, you know. It works great.
I did a show where we sat down with a bartender that made a bunch of craft cocktails with CBD oil.
Nice.
CBD agave, that's an even better idea, man. It's just perfect.
You can make an old fashioned.
Oh, yeah.
You want an old fashioned with CBD. Like, there's so much more you can do with it, especially even with baking. People want to make treats or whatever with it. They can actually dose with this, and they don't have to use sugar because they're going to get the same desired sweetness effect with less. Using the agave, but then you're also going to have the power of having the CBD in it as well. So it's like, I'm like, how could I not do this? Like, I have to do it.
It's brilliant.
So I'm like, let's do that. Why not? Like, let's just add something else to do. We don't have to sleep tonight. Forget it. Let's go. So,
I don't want to take up any more of your time because you're an insanely busy man, but thank you.
Again,
so
huge
much.
Thanks to Ian. He was so cool and I love talking to him. If you are a veteran or a first responder or a teacher,
that is thinking about trying CBD to deal with pain or to deal with stress, check out PureAmericanHemp.com. They have a 25% off program just for you. And personally, I think that's amazing. We are living in a country with a massive opioid crisis. And finally, someone is bringing these drug companies that have pushed these drugs on to a very vulnerable populace to court. And I can only hope that the decision falls in all of the victims' favors. When you can make a choice to do something like CBD that is non-addictive, that is truthfully helpful, I urge you to make it. Please. And again, be sure to look for quality brands that are not only responsible for growing their own hemp, growing it the right way, but they present their lab results and they are not selling you a miracle cure. Right now, hemp needs facts, it needs education, and it needs companies that are doing it the right way. So please, if you're going to make a purchase, make an educated one and let ministryofhemp.com help you with that. Check out our top brand links, where you'll find a whole list of companies that are doing it and doing it the right way. Thanks again to everybody that has rated this show on iTunes. It helps so much to put this information in front of other people that are looking for it. Thank you to everybody that has called us at 402-819-6417 and left a message. I look forward to doing another question and answer show. They're so much fun, and I love talking to you guys. Seriously. You can also email me directly, matt@ministryofhemp.com. And you can find our phone number and that email address in the show notes, along with a complete written transcript of the show for those of you who are hearing impaired right here in the show notes. Like I said, we've got a bunch of great listener questions. We'll be doing another hemp Q&A on the next show. After that, I think we're going to be talking about why banks and electronic payment processors are so hesitant to process hemp payments. It's going to be a great show, and I hope you stick around for it. For now, I'm Matt Baum, your host. Please take care of yourself, take care of others, and make good decisions, will you? This is the Ministry of Hemp, signing off.